Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with our most senior instructor, Dr. Norman Chile. He and I have been broadcasting about 10 years together. He was the first regular instructor to be with us. Thank you, Dr. Chile.
Hey.
I've got a list of questions here, and Pat mentioned that his oxygen saturation was down, and that's when that triggered him going to the hospital for treatment for COVID/pneumonia. Dr. Schley, I'm looking at eBay right now, and for $6 and change, you can buy a fingertip pulse oximeter, and it will measure your heart rate. It will measure your oxygenation. For just over $6, shipping included. Do you recommend that people get one of those fingertip-type tools? I have one. I keep one with me.
Well, it is one of my things that I use here in the office because if there's any question whatsoever, that answers. I mean, I don't know any other way of measuring your oxygen saturation so easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And literally, class, think of it like a kind of like a clothespin, but it's fatter, and it's probably about, oh, let's say 2 inches long, about an inch and a half wide, and you press one end of it, it opens up its little jaws. It has a very smooth surface on the inside, and you just let it rest on your between. It clamps onto your fingers, virtually no pressure, just enough so it doesn't slide off, and it starts counting your heartbeats, and it measures your oxygenation. No finger sticks, no bleeding. It's non-invasive at all, and it has a display with three features. One is a bar graph that goes up and down with each beat of your heart, and it will read the oxygenation and your heart rate. Dr. Schley, for most people, what would be the range of oxygenation that would you'd like to see?
Well, it should be 97% to 99%.
Okay.
If it gets below 90,
falls within
it
that
gets
range.
Down to 95, I'm a little bit worried. But when it gets down below 95, definitely that's not good. Now, I mean, I've had people down to 75.
Mm. Okay. And is there a threshold? If someone's at 97, you know, almost all the time, and then goes down to 94, and then repositions it, puts it back on the finger, it's back to 97. So maybe it was a read error from this device based on how it was positioned on the fingertip. Would you be concerned about that, or would you say it's a read error?
I wouldn't worry too much unless you feel short of breath.
Okay. Now, so when someone feels, and we're talking about like Pat when he called, when someone feels short of breath, at what level would you say they've lost their sensation of taste, they've lost their sensation of smell, their oxygenation rate is, right now mine's at 98. At what percent oxygenation would you say they ought to consider going to the emergency room if they suspect
COVID?
Well,
I'd be concerned if 80 for sure. That would be
88, did you say?
Emergency room, 80%.
80%, 80, okay. All right, what about 90?
No, I would just take a few deep breaths and see if it brings it up.
Okay. There are a number of people who have jobs, and they are employed by the company. And companies are now saying, you will be tested. You will be tested for COVID-19, or you're not working here anymore. For those faced with that decision, that's a difficult decision. Do you have any concerns about the nasal test being a transmitter of another disease?
I don't think the testing is a worry. I think the vaccines are a worry, but not the testing for it.
Okay. There have been some articles on the internet about you could be setting yourself up for nano-type delivery systems with the nasal swab. Do you think that's a possibility?
I honestly don't know. I mean, everything about this thing is so controversial. There's nothing about a single so-called fact that hasn't been disputed by one or more people.
Okay. So what I thought, since we are in the solutions business here at USA Prepares, what I was thinking is, if someone is faced with that decision, meaning lose the job and then maybe the house and the car through, you know, mortgage payments and car notes and things like that, and they are forced to take this nasal swab, is there another alternative? Is there a blood test that would be preferable?
Yes and no. I mean, they're said to be, but I don't know how accurate they are. I don't trust anything. It's not. You can't mention anything which I'll say yes, unequivocally, except that it's poison.
Okay. Okay. Then how about this? So let's say someone yields and says, all right, I'll take the darn test. And it's going to be one of those nasal tests. But they want to be prepared to minimize any potential, should there be any. And they bring with them a nasal spray bottle, one of those, you know, 1.5 ounce spray bottles of saline solution, sterilized saline solution. And they've mixed a few drops of, oh, let's say 100 part per million colloidal silver in there. They shake it up. They've got it in their pocket. They take the nasal test. The nurse is done swabbing, and then in goes the nasal spray, blow the nose, and flush it out. What do you think about that?
I think it's almost certainly safe and could be helpful.
Okay. Is there anything that would be better than that for a flush, should there be some kind of a delivery system for the mucous membranes?
I just plain old Argentin 23, which is direct silver. Colloidal silver.
Okay, so just spray colloidal silver in.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a concentration in mind that you would recommend?
Well, Argentin 23 is, whatever it is my standard recommendation of colloidal silver. I don't remember the percentage. I just know it's one I've recommended for 20 years.
Okay. I will look that up and help our class. Argenta. Am I spelling it right?
Argentia, I think. Argenta, T-Y-A.
Okay. All right. I'm doing that right now. In the meantime, Arjun in the Garden State. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Vincent, and Dr. Shuley. I was actually, you know, like recently I was coming back from India, and they mandated that you have to take a COVID test. And while I was buying the ticket, so they said like, no, you cannot, you don't, they didn't write anything. And once I reached the airport, they said like, you have to take the test and then only you can fly. And the test take like 6 hours to get done. So they put me out of the airport. They had like the booth centers there. And so I took the test and then I moved my flight to the next day and then like next day I came. So the thing is that like, even if we think about like systems are crumbling here, you know, like in other countries, you know, like systems are quite bad, you know, like they are even worse now. So I mean, like, you know, like when they put me out of the airport, you know, like I tried to go in to actually tell them this thing. So they didn't let me again in the airport. And the thing is, like, they gave me like two numbers. Nobody was picking those numbers. So I called like US United Airlines phone numbers, and that's how they helped me out. So what I was calling about was about gyms. Like right now, there is a gym which is close to my place, and they are doing like social fitnessing, and they are having like people one machine apart, and you have to have like a mask while you do the workout, and you have to have your temperature taken when you are going in, and you cannot use any of those showers, or those facilities are all closed. What would you guys recommend? Like, is it okay to go in gyms, or should we avoid it? Since it's very cold outside, should we go in gyms, or should we just avoid it?
You couldn't pay me any amount of money to go to a gym and wear a mask.
Okay. So just avoid.
Dr. Shuley, is that because of the mask, or is it because of the humidity, the sweat, and all the airborne?
It's a combination, you know. It's going to interfere with your oxygenation. That's the number one thing. And frankly, I don't go anywhere. I just don't go if I have to wear a mask.
I'm not going anywhere where there's a high concentration of people. I mean, literally. And one of the things I was going to tell Dr. Shuley about is we've had two members of my extended family who have died 10 days apart of COVID. And we'll talk about that a little later. But I take it pretty seriously. And so you can according to the best information that I've read, you can get it if somebody sneezes on you. You can get it if somebody coughs on you. You can get it from touching the same thing that they just touched, like a shopping cart. You can get it from touching the package they just touched. And if you think about it, one of the highest density places that has recirculated air would be, with the most sweat, would be a gym. Now, if you go to YouTube and you type in Dr. Shuley's bouncing, B-O-U-N-C-I-N-G with Dr. Shuley, you can see how you can exercise without going to the gym. That gives you two benefits. One, you're not going to be bathing in all of those airborne toxins, particles, biologicals, and the rest of it in the gym. And the other is you're going to save the money from, you know, the gym expense. So I know you know how to do push-ups, and I know you can buy a pull-up bar and stick it in the door jamb and do pull-ups. You can do sit-ups and pull-ups. Now you've got, you know, most of that covered. And you can get a jump rope. Dr. Shuley, anything else that he'd need to do besides a jump rope, pull-ups,
well,
and sit-ups?
Well, you know, I like bouncing, just standing in place and moving your arms vigorously in a circle on either side, because music conductors live longer than any other profession. So 30 minutes of my morning exercise is standing on a vibe machine, vibrating at anywhere from 20 to 50 cycles per minute up, and while moving my arms vigorously in circles. It's better for the heart even than walking or slow running.
Okay.
And that's something else you can do. So those are a lot of bouncing with Dr. Shuley. It's on YouTube. You can go for a brisk walk, you know, outside, and you can exercise inside. But as Dr. Shuley said, I'm not going to go to a high concentration of places and be immersed in all of that bacteria. We've got D in Illinois on hold. Arjun, did you want to stay with us?
That's pretty much it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's in the front of the classroom D in Illinois. Thank you for patiently waiting for Dr. Shealy.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Very well. And you?
Well, not so good. First of all, I'm having a little trouble talking today because I'm having some problems swallowing, so please be patient. David has called in and spoke to you and Dr. Shealy both several times about what has been going on with my health in the last year, with the thyroid problem and the inflamed lymph nodes under my ears. So in November, I was finally referred to an endocrinologist.
Hello?
Yeah, I think, Dee, are you there? I see her on the call screen, Dr. Shealy, but I don't hear her. Jason, do you know what's happening with Dee's call? Yeah. Okay. David had called the farm yesterday, and he said that what happens when they make calls, they just get shut down, they get disconnected. He said it's very, very difficult. So let's do this. I am going to... Dee, if you can hear me, I'm going to drop the call, and please call right back in. We'll put you right back on. So I'm going to drop the call from the call screen, and call right back, okay? Thank you, Dee. Okay, so I dropped the call, Dr. Shealy, intentionally so she'd be able to call right back in. So we don't know the rest of her question, but I did look up Argentin 23, and I found it at their website, Argentin 23, and it's a bioactive silver hydrazole. And Dr. Shealy, is this available at your website?
No, we used to care, but it just didn't sell well enough to keep it.
Okay. And I did find out what their concentration is. It's 23 parts per million. 23 parts per million. And what they say is that their Argentin, Argentin 23, bioactive silver hydrazole, is composed of two things. 99.999% pure silver, which is about as, I think that's the maximum you can get, and purified water, meeting USP requirements. So you can go to, you can just type in on your DuckDuckGo, DUCKDUCKGO, Argentin 23, and you'll find lots of sellers of it, and you can find it at argentin23.com. Dee is back with us. Dee, I had to disconnect you, hoping that you'd be able to get back on with us. I'm glad you're
well,
back.
Well, I got cut off before you even disconnected me.
Oh,
and we both know why that is, okay?
Yeah, it's your husband.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got an appointment with this endocrinologist that does video appointments, and my appointment was on February 5th, and they ordered a bunch of blood work and an ultrasound. I went and done that a week ago, this past Friday, and I was supposed to have a follow-up appointment. Actually, I did it on the 12th. I'm sorry. And I was supposed to have a follow-up appointment with this endocrinologist on the 17th to get my test results. They called and canceled because their staff was all down sick, and, hey, I'm not going in there if their staff was sick for 3 days, okay? Not going to happen here. So they rescheduled my phone appointment for the 19th. So the 18th, they call me up and they say, we're calling to confirm your appointment, which, okay, cool. And then she says, oh, by the way, before you are allowed to have your test results and your appointment, you will have to prepay us $119.46. I don't have my test results.
Okay. All right. Hold through the break, and we'll get through the rest of your question.
Okay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scary moment Saturday after the engine of a Boeing 777 failed shortly after takeoff from Denver International Airport, scattering pieces of debris across a half-mile residential area just outside of Denver, Colorado.
Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft just experienced an engine failure, need a turn immediately.
328 Heavy, left or right turn?
Left turn.
The plane was forced to land, and no injuries were reported on the ground or among the flight's 241 passengers and crew. The focus is on a unique part of these engines called the hollow fan blade. United is the only U.S. carrier with this type of engine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said late on Sunday that he had joined the Texas Air Guard, the Texas National Guard, and the U.S. military to distribute about 3.5 million bottles of water. Last week's winter storm caused widespread blackouts across Texas, causing water treatment plants to fail. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A Dubai princess went on social media claiming her family is holding her prisoner. Now the United Nations has stepped in. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself, no access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The BBC reported the princess was captured by commandos on a boat in the Indian Ocean. Christopher Bell outduels Joey Logano on closing laps after a day of chaos on the Daytona road course for the NASCAR Cup Series.
I hate to tell you, we
got
to save that motor. No burnout.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us. His website is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, should someone be in the area and want to come visit you at your clinic or schedule an appointment via video conference, Zoom or Skype, or a telephone conference via telephone, cell phone, or landline, what number should they call?
417-351-5222. 1-877-351-5.
417, yeah. 417 is the area code. 351-5221 during normal business hours, central time zone, please, class. And Dr. Shuley, your broadcast can be, if you, class, if you go to Dr. Shuley's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com, and you sign up for his newsletter, I believe you'll get an invitation to watch and hear his weekly broadcast with Dr. Sergey Sorin, who is also an MD and ICU doctor and emergency room ICU doctor. And you'll hear both of them talking about health. And you can even call in and ask questions as well. Did I say that right, Dr. Shuley? Go to your website.
Absolutely.
And sign up. Okay. And you'll get the same invitation that I do. And you'll get a chance to see what Dr. Shuley looks like live while he's on the radio for his weekly, hourly radio program. Dee, back to you. You were telling us about your medical adventures. Please continue.
Well, I couldn't afford it. And my insurance through Medicaid is only doing QMB, which means they're only paying my premiums for Medicare. I'm qualified for more, but they never send me the normal renewal application. So I can't renew my benefits or get more benefits because they never send me the document. When I call the number that is supposed to help people in my situation fill out the documentation, they ask me if I have a renewal form. I say no. They say they can't help me. So how do I get my test results? What are my rights as a patient? I've been dealing with this for a year now, and I'm in serious pain.
I don't have an answer for that. I personally gave up the regular insurance mafia in 1995, and I will never go back to it. It's been getting worse since 1965 when government got involved with Medicare. Medical expenses have gone from 4% to 20%, and they're worse than ever.
Dee, is this
a doctor's office
or a hospital?
It's a doctor's office that has that the endocrinology is in, and they are under Gateway Regional, which is bought by SIUE, which is the college here, Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville.
Okay. I think if I were in your shoes, I think I would call the president of the college, and I wouldn't be anything other than extremely polite and say, here's my condition, and I would like you to intercede on my behalf. I'd like to make arrangements for payment, but I can't seem to get the attention of anybody there, but I have a feeling that you could. Would you be inclined to help me, please? I think I would do that.
Right now,
then
the lymphoid underneath my left ear is so swollen that I have to sleep. The only way I can get to sleep is to get an ice pack that's the size of one of those ketchup packages, and I put a headband around my head and hold it in place below my left ear.
Can you describe your symptoms? Maybe Dr. Shuley can help you on the air. Can you describe your symptoms, please?
The lymph nodes are swollen beyond belief. They have been for a year. The left one is the worst one because that's my weakest side. And sometimes the pain, I mean, the swelling is so bad that it pushes on my eardrum and causes piercing pain in my left ear. Finally, the nosebleeds stopped last April, but I was having nosebleeds on a regular basis that would last up to 4 hours. I have had, the migraines have calmed down. My throat some mornings I wake up and my glands are swollen and I can barely swallow.
Well, it's a very serious inflammatory response, probably some kind of chronic infection, and it does need medical attention.
I have been seeking medical attention for a year. In January of 2020, when this first happened, I went to my primary care doctor, but I had to see her physician's assistant, and she put me on antibiotics for 10 days. That did absolutely nothing for me. I went back a couple of weeks later to my primary care doctor. She ran all kinds of blood work and put me on steroids for, I think, like 5 to 7 days. The blood work showed the thyroid levels, the few that she tested for, were raised. And she tested me for, believe me, everything under the sun aside from that. We called her and argued with her for weeks on end to get more testing done on that blood work. So, because we thought it was the thyroid because I have celiac disease and that's common. Well, she finally stopped arguing with us and tested it, and it showed that we were right. More thyroid levels were raised. That's when she referred me to an endocrinologist, but by that time, we were all on lockdown. So my place of choice was to go over across the river to SLU, but I couldn't go over there, and they were not doing video or phone call appointments. Even though I'm not a new patient at SLU, I am across the river and I am a new patient in that department. So I kept having to reschedule appointments because it was not safe to go over there. And finally, that's why I gave up and called my primary care doctor back and asked her to refer me to someone on this side of the river that would do video appointments.
Dr. Sheehan, any thoughts about...
I have no advice. This is today's world.
I was going to ask you about the thyroid, Dr. Sheehan. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you say that a lot of those tests are inaccurate because of the fluoride in toothpaste, the fluoride in water, etc.?
And water.
Mm-hmm.
City water is poison.
City water with fluoride. Do you have city water, or do you have filtered water? Do you have a filter that filters out the fluoride?
No, we don't have a filter.
Okay.
We're on the township side, so we have city water.
Okay. Dr. Sheehan, can you share with her your thoughts about using a thermometer to take the temperature to find out?
Your temperature is below 98.4, you are unequivocally hypo-underthyroid.
Yes, sir. My temperature is 97.6.
Well, you're hypothyroid, seriously hypothyroid, not overthyroid. The blood tests are no use to it whatsoever.
Thank you for that, because I donated 5 tubes of blood a couple of weeks ago.
Now let Dr. Sheehan tell you when you should take that temperature measurement. That's an oral temperature. And Dr. Sheehan, what are the parameters that she should follow for taking that temperature? It's not right from rising out of bed. It's after that. Please share with her your thoughts. Do we lose Dr. Sheehan?
After you've been out of bed 3 hours, preferably.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is any time that I take my temperature, that
anytime
my normal temperature is that.
Yeah, well, it's your hypothyroid. You do not have active thyroid disease.
Mm-hmm. I also have hot flashes that you wouldn't believe. I can go outside and be cool and comfortable in this winter weather. It's so fantastic. And then when I step in the house, it's like somebody turned my body temperature up 30 or 40 degrees.
How old are you?
Over 50.
Well, that's menopausal. It's not unusual.
No. I did menopause back in 2003. I'm past that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that was an early menopause.
Yeah.
But it can go on for life once you're menopausal.
Dr. Sheely.
These are quick hot flashes. I can just be turning on water to wash dishes, and I'm fanning myself.
Dr. Sheely, if she's not on any thyroid meds, should she consider thyroid medicine to fix this?
Well, with her other symptoms, I would not be open to prescribing it myself without knowing a lot more, because, you know, if we're treating a hypothyroidism and also some kind of infection or inflammatory process, it would be contraindicated, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So what should she do?
Well,
she's
got to find a physician who will take care of her under Medicaid. That's not easy.
Mm-mm, it's not. But I've never had a doctor tell me that I have to pay the parts that Medicare doesn't cover up front. My understanding is that's illegal.
Why don't you call Medicare and ask them, and why don't you call Medicaid and ask them, and if you get no satisfaction, then go the route with the president of the college or university.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for your help. And Vince, the kitten is lovely, and he's in a fabulous home, and it's actually a she. They found out the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing great, and we get pictures all the time. But I wanted to tell you that David has some stuff to add about the workout stuff that Arlen brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Sure. We'll be right back with Dr. Sheely and David from Illinois. Dee, thank you. Thank you for calling in. We'll keep the line open for
Hello?
David to join us. David, we're going into a commercial break right now, and you'll be on as soon as the break is over, okay?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Telephone number for his clinic in Springfield, Mo. Is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. David, I just wanted to mention something to Dr. Shealy before you make your comments, because I said that I would previously in the broadcast. Dr. Shealy, we have an extended family, and what we're finding out is about a year ago, you could ask, you know, do you know anybody with COVID-19? And most people would say no, but we kept hearing the numbers, you know, climbing every day in the media. Well, in our extended family, not blood, but extended family, and not at our house, a great grandmother and great grandfather contracted COVID because they had he had cancer. He was in remission, and he had cancer, and had one of those visiting nurse type people come to check on them, you know, help them out, and. I don't know to what level, but this visiting person would come from the, you know, the company, and that person brought COVID into their house. And then simultaneously, they had their three children who were grandparents themselves. They would spend a week each going to the parents' house to help out. So they would take turns, and all three of their children got COVID. One of them is still sick. Two of them have been hospitalized, and one of their children got COVID and is sick. So all of them have been hospitalized. I believe two or three of them are still in the hospital, and two of them died, the original two. The great-grandparents who were in their, let's say, early to mid-80s got it. And they, you know, did they have pre-existing health conditions? Well, one of them had the beginnings of hardening of the arteries, if you want to call it that. The other was in cancer remission. So, yeah, I guess they were compromised to some extent. But they died within 10 days of each other. And so what I wanted to share with you is, a year ago, we were asking, do you know anybody who has it? And now it looks like it's in almost every family. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
I have no idea how common it is. I know that none of us here at the office have had it, and we've had lots of patients come in, none of whom have, to my knowledge, developed COVID.
Mm-hmm. So, but would you still say precaution and being careful is
the, oh, yeah, of course,
the word of the day?
I mean, you don't wallow in manure when you don't know what it is.
Right, right. Okay, David, I just wanted to share that with Dr. Shealy so that I can tell him that for sure, you know, the obituaries are out there. And within 10 days of each other, these two contracted it. And they traced it all the way back to this this person from a home health agency. That's not the name of the company, but it's one of those, I'm just using the generic term, home health. They brought it in, and this gal's parents are dead, and she has it as well. And she has been devastated emotionally at the loss of both parents from it within 10 days of each other and her having it. And, of course, the not being able to see the parents and all of those things that go with this is just a terrible, terrible situation. David, you had some comments about exercise.
Yeah, but I can comment on that real quick. They did, my friends, that says exactly how it was brought into their home, and they lost family members too. That's exactly how it was brought into them. I haven't been able to get a hold of them to check on them. They're not answering their phone, so I don't know how their health is.
That is a scary sign, David, not answering the phone. I can tell you Sonny Skidmore, who was in a nursing home, told us on the air when she was talking with us. She was the 90-year-old whose legs were amputated. So she's in a nursing home. She said that they come around to check, you know, once or twice a day to check temperatures, and she won't let him in the room. She does not want those people anywhere near her.
I feel her concern. I'll mention one other thing real quick. People may think, well, gee, why can't you pay the bill? Here's the thing about that bill. We asked them ahead of time. So when they said, oh, no, there's going to be no cost, I went ahead and said, well, cool, we don't need this. We're going to go ahead and pay our taxes ahead of time. So after we sent our taxes off for a week because we didn't have nothing, then all of a sudden they come up with this. So you see, that's our frustration with this, that situation, a little irritating. But
David, I do understand that, and I have a quick comment. What we're finding out today is it doesn't matter what the occupation that a person has. We are finding the incompetence level is staggering. It's concentrated ignorance everywhere we look, whether you have a guy fix your transmission, whether you have a guy tune up your car, no matter what it is, even balancing tires, we don't seem to have people who know how to do anything anymore, and they don't know what they're doing. And one of the things I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy is, Dr. Shealy, when someone puts on a lab coat and looks like a doctor, appears to be a doctor, that doesn't mean that they're really very good at what they do, does it?
No.
Same with nurses. David, very quickly, you got the floor.
Yeah, one other thing about it is pull a bar, get one that mounts in the frame. Don't get one that hangs. He could hurt himself. It'll fall.
Okay.
You know.
So
And then people that are in the military having kids, wait until you're gone to make sure they didn't contaminate you so us kids don't have to go through it.
As you did?
Yeah, like we are.
David, we'll get you on the air. Send me an email. We'll get you on the air soon, and we can talk about it. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for your expertise, your wealth of knowledge, and sharing it with us here at USA Prepares.
When you hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.